This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A lot of times people, when they look at the story of Musa, right, and even other attend other classes about that, but then sometimes we'll run into situations where we're learning about the Judeo-Christian tradition of the life of Musa. Does that content stick around? Do we consider it? Like, what's its role in the Quranic narrative?
Well, we deal with this issue a lot whenever we are talking about different prophets or messengers in the Quran.
Sure.
We come across information from Judeo-Christian sources.
Yeah.
And we're like, what do we do with this information? Do we accept it wholeheartedly or do we reject it wholeheartedly? And what essentially we need to do is we need to properly understand the Quranic narrative. And if this information that we are getting from non-Quranic sources, non-Islamic sources, is not contradictory to what we have in the Islamic tradition, then what we can do is we can accept it for its academic value and for the intellectual value that it adds to the story that we're discussing. And that doesn't mean that we have to establish it as a hard and fast, you know, historical fact.
Now, what are some questions that might come about in terms of the relationship between the two of them?
Oh, there's a lot of questions that would arise. Like, for example, was the Pharaoh at the time of the birth of Musa the same one that Musa later then comes to as a prophet and messenger and the one that essentially drowns?
Okay.
And then also you have so many different characters in the story of Musa. So are there any characters that are in the Quranic narrative that are not in the biblical one and vice versa?
Okay.
So these are some questions that we will address along with many more in our upcoming course, The Life of Musa.